Ko pānoi mihi atu nei mai te reo i rirangi te hiko teika tāku keirunga o te waia, ko Emily Rākete. Nō reira, e Emily, kia ora rā.
Kia ora, how's it going?
Oh, really, really awesome. Tamanui te rās. Out up here, it looks like, well, the day, the evenings have been pretty cool and night, but man, the days have been absolutely wonderful.
Awesome. I'm in Auckland, so it's not as nice down here. So I'm glad to hear that it's going well.
Oh, wonderful. Anyway, just mihi to our manuhiri, tell them who you are and whereabouts you actually come from.
So I'm Emily Rākete. I'm the press spokesperson for a community group called People Against Prisons Aotearoa. My whānau is from Kaikoe, but we've been in Auckland for about three generations now. So I live in Auckland, and we work with people in prison and try to deal with some of the racist violence that our people have to put up with in the criminal justice system.
Absolutely. I know exactly what you're talking about. Of course, there's a lot of those people in there that actually come in with their own agendas, and that in itself is a big issue. So, Emily, it's nice to hear your voice. One other Ngāti Hine boys from Matawaia that are up here in Te Hiku and work for Te Hiku Radio. I got a family up here, married in up here. It's a wonderful place, wonderful people, and nice to hear your voice. However, that kaupapa you're talking about, within prisons, justice systems, you know, Emily, if we had to go back, say the 1960s, 1970s, the most successful business the justice system had in Aotearoa here were not prisons, but they were detention centres by way of mental institutes. It just goes to show you how it's evolved. When that no longer works, those close down and they make them into wānangas and teaching places like that. And the next one, you know, they are spending more money on prisons instead of actually housing the people in need of this country. Do you reckon that's a fair statement?
Yeah, absolutely. So it costs about $100,000 a year to keep someone in a prison. And we know when you go into prison, your life becomes worse. But how many people genuinely couldn't solve all the problems in their lives if they had $100,000 worth of support? That's $100,000 for housing, $100,000 for food, for mental health care. All of this stuff would transform people's lives. But instead, the Crown spends this money keeping our people and Pākehā locked up in prison cells. And when the conditions in those prisons are as inhumane as they are, and we all saw what happened in Waikerea, then we know that people are being harmed by this process. And that's why People Against Prisons Aotearoa is working with people inside to try to find out what they need to change so that we can work together to change it.
Ah, kia ora, Emily. That's absolutely awesome. You know, I mean, you say you've been in Auckland. Rākete's from Kaikohe, three generations. When they were looking at building that Ngāwha prison, there was a lot of actually opposing it. A lot of protesting about actually building, you know, a prison right smack, you know, in the centre of the universe, a lot of people call it, which is Kaikohe, you know. And there's two things they do. They build recycle centres by marais, or they build prisons, you know, just down the road from the kura our tamarikis go to day in, day out to be educated, you know.
Aye.
Emily, I know you. How long have you been on this kaupapa?
So our organisation was started in 2015, but we've been working specifically on a national organising strategy since the uprising in Waikerea. So the strategy is called Ngāre Geringa Eroa. What that means is that the Crown has made some specific promises to Māori. Calvin Davis came to us 2 years ago and said to the Māori nation, you have rights. You have the right to oversee the conditions in the prisons on your stolen land. But he hasn't followed through on that promise, so we are going to hold him to account for that. So if you have a prison on your land, you have a right to go in and see what is happening there. The Crown typically won't let you roll up and see what's going on. So People Against Prisons Aotearoa is forming national committees in every rohe, so that we can have this work done, so that we can form groups, go inside, meet with our whānau inside, who we are also getting organised, and see what needs to be changed. So if you are opposed, for instance, to Ngāwhā prison being on, you're still in Rohe. People against prisons Aotearoa wants to hear from you because we have resources and we have organisation that we can use to see justice done for our people.
Ai, kia ora. E runga tōnei tēnā, e mihi ana, I acknowledge what you're saying there. You know, how can I put this lightly or bluntly? You know, prior 1835 or even 1940, we were a thriving nation that were already trading across the oceans internationally. And they started off, Australia was a penal colony. And what they did was they actually uplifted their people from penal colonies and they brought them over here. And that's where our TPPA actually started. The Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement was the signing of Te Tiriti in 1840. And a lot of the people today think it's only just happened. You know, if you're willing to do a little bit of research, the answers are there. You know, if their intention was to bring people from penal colonies over here, don't you think the outcome by way of generations, intergenerational changes would be but nothing but the penal colony? You know, it's a finding a way of actually incarcerating. That is the only thing they know. If that was their intention and that's who they brought here, how can we make changes, you know, to whakaaro, or how can we make a difference?
Aye. So, I mean, look at a prison. Look who's in prison. It's poor people. That's not an insult. That's acknowledging the truth. It's poor people and it's brown people in prisons. And that's because capitalism has got no use for poor people and brown people. There's too many of us. And so when there are surplus people, we warehouse them in prisons and try to just ignore them. But everyone has mana and everyone has a right to live a full life with the resources that they need to flourish. And when we don't get that, we have to take that. That's why People Against Prisons Aotearoa works with people inside, because we can't just expect the Crown to hand us justice. They've never handed us anything. We've had to take everything that we have back from them. So we want to help everyone across the country, everyone who's listening right now, to take back what they need.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, I hear that to what I can relate to the Crown came from, you know, the Crown in right in England. However, when the Queen actually stepped away from Aotearoa quite a few years ago, the Crown that is operating here now is no longer the Crown under the royal family, but it's the Crown in right appointed by, once it started off as a penal colony government, now we call as a government of our country. If the Crown we're talking about referring to belongs to that penal colony, what is the likelihood of that beast actually listening to changes that we are offering?
Yeah, I think that we've seen the likelihood that the Crown will be able to fix itself. Kelvin Davis, right, He Uri or Te Nota, has been Minister for Corrections for 4 years now, and our women are being tortured in solitary confinement, are being gassed with pepper spray, being forced to crawl on the floor and beg for food, being forced to show used tampons to guards in order to get clean ones. This is what the Crown's reform process looks like. It looks like humiliation and torture. We can't expect the Crown to reform itself because it's shown to us that it can't do so. It's shown to us that if we expect the Crown to hold itself to account, it will not, and it will abuse us in the most disgusting ways imaginable in the process. So we're not going to ask them anymore. We're going to get organised, and we've already got people across the country, local people, marae committees, whānau members, coming together, forming community committees and beginning to formulate demands from the government of how we want to see prisons operate from now on. And if they say no, then we're going to kick up a stink and make it impossible for them to ignore us.
You know, you've actually stumbled across something there. I don't know just how people, you know, actually hear or listen to what you're saying, but to what I can hear from here, the government's kaupapa is to divide and conquer. And what you're referring there is no longer about division, but about uniting. You went to Marae and went to even Hapu, you know, is actually coming back together. The strength in numbers, you know, cannot be overlooked, cannot be unheard, or it cannot be, you know, bypassed or step aside. If you've got enough numbers, of course, at the end of the day, it sounds like it's only a numbers game, that their kaupapa of divide and conquer, it's becoming extinct, like what they've done to a lot of our hapus in Aotearoa, our old people that have become extinct through what they have done. So what you are introducing here is now unite with what we've got, cause a lot of our tamariki mokopuna have interbred with a lot of the people that came from those penal colonies. They are already aware what their forebearers were doing, and now what's happening, I would call it hiding in plain sight, is where we have Māori people, Māori whānau, Māori hapu, as white as the next one next door, ane e kirimā. However, their whakaheke, their pepeha is te ao Māori. You know, is that I understand the kōrero is yours, but my old people said to me, go learn the way of the white people and become transparent in their world. If we can do that with what you're offering about uniting, you know, they are not going to see what's coming until it goes boo in their face. We are already here, and we're not here individualized, but we are here in numbers, and you are going to listen.
Right, that's the only way that we ever made them listen to us, when we had strength in numbers and when we had organisation, when we had a structure, a way to all speak with one voice. The work is mostly going in Auckland at the moment and in Wellington, so we're talking to the most local people. But we're going to send letters soon to hopefully every marae and every hapu in the entire country to let everyone know what this organising strategy looks like. But if you're listening to this now and you want to get involved, you don't have to wait for a letter. We're just People Against Prisons Aotearoa on all the social medias, and we want to speak to local people about their local prisons and find out what they want to have done about them.
Well, if it's for me, you know, is that I like my whānau to be going back to a marae, not to an incarceration place where the government actually gets fat on the tax money of the hardworking people to actually sustain, you know, their own lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly. We know that there are better ways to help people heal. Many people inside have done serious harm to others, and we can't ignore that. But when someone's done serious harm, do you want them to go into a concrete box where they're traumatized and forced to live in a violent place for years and then come back home? Or do you want them to be healed, to learn how to live again, to learn how to live with others and look after each other? Because prisons have never done that. Prisons have always been violent, unsafe places. We know that we can do better than this. Our tupuna knew that we could do better than this. We never invented a prison because our tupuna were smarter than that. But if we have to live with this bad idea now, we can do everything that we can to overcome it. And that's what People Against Prisons Aotearoa wants to help do.
Ai, kia ora, Emily. Tino a tāhuarai ki te noho kōrero tahi kia koe mo tēnei paupapa. Tēnei kaupapa. Emily, acknowledge wholeheartedly what you've brought to the table, what you've shared. We will go down this road again and make this a regular kōrero that we will talk about maybe once a week or once a fortnight. So if we can offer, you know, that to you, where you're now talking to probably 10 million people all around the world about what you're introducing and what you're coming and how this is going to go, I will will assist you any way I can. So until you and I call it all again, Emily, kia pai tō rā e kō Māori o rā.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Karo mai koutou I tērā ano o ngā manuhiri a pā. Ko Emily Rākete me tērā kaupapa e pāna anei rā ki ngā prison. Ko pānoa mihi atu nei, Māori o rā.